Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day. The Solemnity of Our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. The Gospel according to John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Commentary by Father Frederick Ruffles from Barcelona, Spain. I am a king. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Today's Jesus Christ is presented to us as the King of the Universe. My attention has always been drawn by the emphasis the Bible attributes to the word King when applied to our Lord. In Psalm 93 we sing, "The Lord is King, robed with majesty." In today's Gospel, we have heard from Jesus' very lips, "I am a king." And people shouted, "Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord," when he was entering Jerusalem. The word king, applied to God and to Jesus Christ, does not certainly have the inferred meaning we give to it when speaking of the conventional monarchy as we know it. Yet, in the popular language, the word king does have a certain affinity with the biblical language. For instance, when a mother is taking care of her baby and tells him, "You are the king of our home," what is she implying? Just a very simple thing, that her little baby is her number one priority and means everything to her. And when teenagers claim that so-and-so is the king of rock, they actually mean there is no other one like him, similarly as when they refer to the basketball king. Enter a teenager's room, and you will probably see on his walls who are really his kings. I believe these popular expressions very much resemble what we mean when we acclaim God as our king, and help us to understand Jesus' assertion about his kingdom in John's Gospel, "My kingship is not from here." For Christians, our King is the Lord, the center and deepest meaning of our lives. When in the Lord's Prayer we say, "Your kingdom come," we mean we would like to see that more and more people could find the source of their happiness in God, while following the path he shows us, which is the path of the Beatitudes. Let us therefore ask it with all our heart. As Saint Ambrose said, "Wherever Jesus Christ is, there is our life and our kingdom."